So let's review. As we begin the eighth parak, our Mishnah discusses a Nazir who is uncertain whether he became Tameh and how this affects his purification process. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Nazirim she'amar lohen echad re'isi echad mekem she'nitma ve'eni de'ez mekem. If someone tells two Nazirim that he saw one of them become Tameh, but he does not know which of the two it was. In this case, each Nazir is now uncertain if he has the status of a Nazir Tameh or of a Nazir Tar, and he must therefore undergo the purification process of both possibilities. However, he cannot shave immediately, as a Nazir Tameh would, because he might be Tar and forbidden to shave during his term. Therefore, they wait 30 days, and then Megalchen u'mevi'en Karban Tameh v'Karban Tar. They both shave after 30 days, when they are both obligated to shave, either as a Nazir Tameh or as the concluding shaving of a Nazir Tar. They then bring the karbanos of both a Nazir Tameh and of a Nazir Tar. Vaimar imanihu Tameh Karban Tameh Shali v'Karban Tar Shalach. V'manihu Atar Karban Tar Shali v'Karban Tameh Shalach. They agree that each karban should be designated for whichever one of them needs it. At this point, one of them has concluded his Naziris, while the other now starts to recount his term. V'seifin shleishim yayim u'mevin Karban Tahara. They must both observe another term of Naziris in case they were the Nazir Tameh, and then they bring a Karban Tahara together. V'aymar imani hu atameh Karban Tameh Shali v'Karban Tahara Shalach v'zeh Karban Tahara Asi. V'amani hu atar Karban Tahara Shali v'Karban Tameh Shalach v'zeh Karban Tahara Ascha. And they designate it for whoever still needs it. Essentially, our Mishnah is dealing with a Safek Tumah, a situation of uncertain Tumah, and both Nazirim are assuming the stringencies of either possibility. This is due to the principle, Safek Tumah b'shus hayachid Tameh. A case of doubtful Tumah in the private domain is assumed to be Tameh. Tesis points out that a Safek Tumah is usually considered Tameh Vadai, certainly Tameh. However, that is only if Efshir Shenitmis, the Tumah is at least possible. In this case, Loi Efshir L'Tameh Shneim, the Vadai Echatar. We cannot declare each one Tameh Vadai because we know that one of them is Tar, and so they both remain Safek Tumah. This rule is derived from the halach of Saita, a suspected adulteress. The Gemara therefore asks, Ma Saita boil v'neveles, av kol Safek Tumah b'shus hayachid k'goin d'ika beitrei. Since the incident with the Saita involves only two people, we consider any event that occurred in the presence of two people as taking place in the private domain. In our case, however, there are three people present, the two Nazirim and the observer, and so it should be considered a Safek Tumah b'shus harabim, a situation of doubtful Tumah in the public domain, and they should be assumed tahar. The Gemara answers that the observer actually said, "Re'isit tumah shenizrka beinechem." He saw a tumah fall between them, but he was too far away to observe who touched it. Therefore, the incident indeed occurred in the presence of merely two people, and they must assume the stringencies of a Nazir Tameh. This explanation is supported by his expression "eini yedeya," which implies "shlei noydele me'olam mishum dolei hava b'hem." He never knew who was Tameh due to the distance between them, as opposed to a case where he said Shechachti, that he was close enough to observe, but simply forgot which one became Tameh. The Mishnah described how they both performed the procedures of both a Nazir Tahar and a Nazir Tameh, including their shaving after 30 days. Presumably, they both shave at the end of 60 days as well, in case they were originally the Nazir Tameh and are now concluding their Naziris B'Tahara. The Gemara therefore asks, the one who is not Tameh is now unnecessarily shaving a second time in violation of Leisakifa Pas Reishchem, you shall not round the corners of your head. Shmuel answers, Be'ish of a cotton. We're only discussing a Nazir who is not prohibited to shave their head, namely a woman or a minor. The Gemara points out that since a Nazir shaves his entire head, this question depends on whether Hakafa Saroi Shmi Hakafa or Lav Shmi Hakafa, whether shaving the entire head is also considered rounding the corners. Since Shmuel agrees that an adult would be liable for unnecessarily shaving, it is clear that he holds a kafa sereish shmei hakafa. The Gemara continues. The pasuk says, "Leis sekifa paas reishchem, v'leis sashches es paasik anecha," not to shave the peis or the beard. The Gemara brings two machlokes in the interpretation of this pasuk. Amrav Huna, "Hamakif es hakotin harei uchayiv." An adult is liable for shaving a minor's payas. Rav Ad Bahava disagrees and holds that the adult is potter. The Gemara explains that both agree, Echad HaNikif v'Echad HaMakif b'mashma. In general, when one adult shaves the head of another adult, both are liable. The Nikif, the one being shaved, is chayiv because the pasuk says, Pa'as Roishchem, your head. The makif, the one shaving the other's head, is chayiv, because the pasuk did not say lo sukfu, your head shall not be shaved, but rather lo sakifu, you shall not shave, also addressing the one doing the shaving. This implies husavalav gam al makif, one is also liable for shaving someone else's head. However, in the case of hamakif has a cotton, Rav Agbar Abba holds even the adult is potter, because iskish makif la nikif, kol hecha the nikif mechayiv makif nami mechayiv. However, high cotton, only where the nikiv is chayiv is the makiv also chayiv. But in this case, since the cotton ha-nikiv is not chayiv, the gal ha-makiv is likewise not chayiv. In other words, it is only forbidden to shave someone who is forbidden to have his head shaved. Therefore, an adult is not forbidden to shave a minor, since the minor is not prohibited. Rav Huna, however, does not compare makiv le-nikiv in this way. Therefore, he rules a makiv as a cotton are chayiv. The makiv is chayiv for shaving the payas of any Yisrael. The second machlokes is as follows. Rav Huna holds that an isha, a woman, may shave not only her payas, but even the payas of a man, while Rav Adbar Abba holds that she may only shave her payas, but is chayiv for shaving the payas of an ish. The reasoning is as follows. Rav Huna holds that the entire pasuk, loy sekiva pas reishchem, v'loy sashkes es pasuk enecha, does not apply to women. Because kol sheyesh lehashchasa yesh lehakafa, v'hani nashi hoyv lesnu bashchasa lesnu nami bakafa. The prohibitions not to shave the head and the beard are linked, and only someone for whom both prohibitions are applicable is forbidden. However, since women do not grow beards and are therefore not included in that prohibition, they are also exempt from the prohibition of shaving the payas. Rav Adbar Abba agrees, as Tosfos explains, that a woman may shave her own head because of the hekesh of Rav Huna. However, he only applies this hekesh to the subject of the pasuk, namely the nikif, but not to the makif, which is not mentioned openly in the pasuk. Therefore, even though a woman may shave her own head, she may not shave a man's head. The Gemara relates that based on Rav Huna's opinion, his wife would shave the heads of their minor sons. However, Rav Adbar Abba, as per his opinion, did not approve of this practice.